was asphalt out, it was laws and just a dirt floor. And my dad, maybe my grandmother, should get hickory sticks. Always had to be hickory wood. Mm-hmm. And she just built a small fire on that dirt floor after those hams were hung in those bags. And that would give them the smoke taste. And they were good.
When you cut up your hog, cut up the side of it, what did you call that? Just the whole side of the hog when you cut it up?
Well, we just call it a half of a hog.
Half of a hog.
And Dad, he was real good about cutting the meat. Oh, he'd go help neighbors. Neighbors help one another. Then they didn't have a job at public work. And it was called shoulder, middling meat, and ham. And the head was made into press meat. Uh-huh. And that was ground. And then it was put in a large container and pressed. And I'd like to have some of that today.
I bet. What's the kind of meat that you slice real thin and serve with eggs in the morning for breakfast sometimes?
Ham. Always had ham.
We don't have ham much though anymore. What do we eat?
No, it's too
much. Too bad. What do we usually eat with it now if we eat any? Bacon?
Bacon.
What do you call the outside of the bacon?
Well now, what we call bacon today, I don't know. We just didn't enjoy it when I was growing up. But if we'd had what we call bacon today, that would have been middling meat.
Middling meat.
We'd call it middling meat. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We sure would.
Right, what would you call the outside of the bacon? The edge of the bacon? Did you have a term for that?
We just have scrambled eggs and bacon. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have poached eggs? You know what I mean by poached eggs?
No.
No.
I wouldn't find out.
Did they call anything else?
I see my dad a lot of times that he said it gave him strength. Maybe he'd come in real tired from doing some real hard work. Mm-hmm. And he would break a raw egg in a glass and sprinkle a little salt and pepper on it and just shrink it down. Mm-hmm. And maybe stir it a little with a spoon. We didn't have electric mixers and things in back then. And he'd drink it like I would drink some water. Mm. And he said it gave him a lot of strength, but I couldn't drink that. I can't stand the odor of a raw egg.
What do you call the trimmings of the pork that you might slice up and grind and season?
Well, yeah, they trim the meat. But they trim the fat off, Well, we just call it trimmings, but that's where we got our lard. Mm-hmm. And we cut it, we skin it, had to be skinned. Mm-hmm. And we cut it in small pieces. And then we'd fill these big black iron wash pots. And of course you couldn't have a big pot, but my mother and dad and grandmother, they know how much heat it would take, you know, to render out the lard. They call it rendering it out. And they would cook it, that grease would bubble until they called those pieces the trimmings, cracklings. Mm-hmm. And when the cracklings turned brown, they had what they called it's kind of like dipper of a thing with holes in it. They call it a skimmer. Mm-hmm. Well, they dip those cracklings all out.